Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from Mother Earth News, December 2024, January 2025, and Real Simple Magazine at realsimple.com. Let's get started with Mother Earth News. Think outside the icebox. Achieve short-term food storage without a refrigerator, by Wren Everett. The refrigerator is a recent invention, but in its relatively short residence in the modern kitchen, we've made it the primary centerpiece of food storage. Everything from soup to nuts is funneled onto its chilly shelves for what we believe is safe short-term stasis. This wasn't always the case. For thousands of years, folks knew how to store fresh food in creative and basic ways that didn't require electricity. The seemingly benign presence of the modern refrigerator, however, quickly created a mass erasure of traditional wisdom, and now we don't know anything but electric refrigeration. Without that foundational understanding of short-term food storage, many of us just indiscriminately place everything in the refrigerator, running high on energy usage and low on space. I used to live that way, but when my husband and I moved to the Ozarks to get off grid, we knew the refrigerator mindset was one of the many convenient shortcuts that had to go. We knew people had survived and thrived without electric refrigeration for the vast majority of time. So we set about rediscovering how to safely handle our food. Now, after more than 5 years without a big humming box chilling my vittles, I'd like to share what we've learned. If you're looking to lessen your dependence on electrical refrigeration, here's a helpful guide on which common foods can and should be stored without using a freon-fueled appliance. Understanding food storage needs. The emphasis of this article is the storage of whole fruits and vegetables. For safety's sake, cooked foods, raw meats, and fresh dairy are perishable and should be stored at refrigerator temperature to keep bacterial entropy at bay. For full disclosure, we've accomplished this by using an ice box, but the space in such a device is, admittedly, limited, forcing us to find other places to keep most of our fruits and vegetables. You can often figure out how to store fruits and vegetables by looking at how and where they grew on the plant. Plant parts that grow underground usually need a similarly damp, cool environment to stay fresh. Otherwise, they'll wither and wrinkle. Plant parts that grow above ground usually need some source of water to keep them from wilting. Seed-containing plant parts that are meant to fall from the vine or tree, seeds and the fruits that often hold them, can typically sit on a countertop for a surprisingly long time. Keep those tips in mind as we delve into the fridge-free world. Foods that shouldn't be refrigerated. First, I want to review foods that shouldn't be refrigerated in the first place. The cool, relatively damp environment inside a fridge isn't ideal for the following and can lead to rotting, sprouting, or loss of flavor. Garlic. Refrigerated garlic will sprout quickly. Instead, braid your homegrown garlic and hang it in a cool, dry place or put garlic heads in a basket or bowl in the kitchen. Bananas. The history of how these tropical fruits became a staple in every American household is surprisingly sordid. According to the documentary Banana Land, Blood, Bullets, and Poison, one of the many low points in the banana story was early propaganda that encouraged Americans to store bananas in their refrigerators. It made the bananas deteriorate faster, which made folks have to buy them more often. Store bananas in your warm kitchen instead. Whole onions. Like garlic, onions need a cool, dry place to keep from sprouting. Fresh tomatoes. Tomatoes will lose flavor if left in the fridge. If you grow your own, you may already know they can keep for a few weeks on the counter in a basket. When I harvest all of my still green tomatoes the night before a hard freeze, I leave them in a basket in the kitchen to slowly ripen. I've been able to keep fresh tomatoes on hand until mid-November this way. Foods that don't need to be refrigerated. Butter. Butter keeps longest in the refrigerator or freezer, but you can also store butter in a ceramic butter bell that sits on your counter. When the butter bell's water is changed out daily, the butter entombed within the bell stays fresh and spreadably soft for more than a week. I found these cups within a cup at Antique Malls and Lehman's, www.lehmans.com, and that's L-E-H-M-E-A-N-S. Fresh laid eggs. If you keep your own hens, you may already be aware that eggs are laid with a beneficial bloom over their surface. This maintains the eggs in a relatively stable stasis for at least 2 weeks at room temperature, as long as they haven't been washed. Homemade yogurt. Yogurt was originally used as a means to preserve fresh milk in warm climates. Through fermentation, the milk was transformed into tangy yogurt, all without the need for refrigeration. In countries where yogurt making was developed, the milking of animals, the culturing of yogurt, the consumption of yogurt, and the making of new yogurt was all part of a day's natural cycle. That means this system works best if the homemade yogurt is consumed within a 24-hour period of being cultured. Squash. Cured winter squash are remarkably stable at room temperature. Some notable varieties, such as Hubbard and Jarredel, can last for more than 2 years in ideal conditions. Unwashed sweet potatoes. Like squash, sweet potatoes are easy to store for a long period of time at room temperature. You can acquire unwashed sweet potatoes by growing your own or asking around at your local farmer's market. Bread. I bake sourdough bread daily, and I found that it keeps for up to 3 days when wrapped with a clean towel. Salty sauces. Many store-bought sauces don't require refrigeration. We just store them there out of habit. Check the label of your favorite sauces to see if refrigeration is actually required. Foods that need water. Aerial plant parts, such as leaves and petioles, are really the most perishable category in this article. So everything in this section should be consumed as close to harvest as possible. Leaves. Fresh-cut greens can wilt during the journey between the garden and the kitchen, so the best course of action, when possible, is to only cut what you need right when you need it. If that's not possible, however, leaves can be kept fresh in a bowl of cool water for a day or so. In fact, wilted leaves can also be revived with the same cold water bath. Petioles. Plants with edible succulent stems, such as celery, Swiss chard, and rhubarb can be kept fresh in a clean vase of fresh water. Change out the water daily and use as soon as possible. Foods that need cool, damp conditions. Root vegetables. The original food storage location was the root cellar, offering edible roots a facsimile of the cool, moist earth that grew them. Lacking that, you can mimic the same environment with a box of moist sand kept in a cool, dark area of the house. Carrots, parsnips, rutabaga, beets, and turnips won't quite last for months this way, but if you keep the sand misted, they'll last long enough for you to eat them. Fermented storage. Detailing the nuances of vegetable fermentation is way beyond the scope of this article, but I'd be remiss if I didn't at least mention it. Technically speaking, unrefrigerated fermented foods don't really spoil. They just keep fermenting until they pass the point of palatability. If you're able to ferment vegetables and consume them on a regular basis, you may not need to store them in the refrigerator. If you're able to store your ferments in a cool part of your home, you can at least slightly slow down the fermentation until you're ready to dine on all of that tangy goodness. Resources for fridge-free exploration. I hope these ideas have whetted your appetite for thinking outside the refrigerator box when it comes to short-term storage in your food. If you're hungry for more ideas, however, I'm hardly the first one to kick my fridge to the curb for good. consider the following resources for more information. Save Food from the Fridge, www.savefoodfromthefridge.com. Ji-Hoon Ryu's work comprises a website, a TED Talk, and functional artistic creations that both re-educate people about traditional means of storing food and empower them to make better short-term food storage choices. The Art of Fermentation by Sandor Katz. Preserving Food Without Freezing or Canning by the Gardeners and Farmers of Terra Vivante. Wren Everett and her husband live off-grid in the Ozarks in a home they built with their own hands. There, they try to grow as much of their own food as possible and rediscover the old skills of self-sufficiency. That concludes the article, Think Outside the Icebox. Now we'll read a few articles from Real Simple Magazine. Three game-changing cleaning hacks, according to Real Simple editors, including an editor-approved tip for streak-free mirrors by Real Simple editors. When it comes to cleaning tips, our home editors have read about, watched, and tested them all, from viral TikTok cleaning hacks to the time-tested solutions that never fail, like regular old water and dish soap. Real Simple home editors make it their job, literally, to vet all the cleaning advice the internet throws your way and determine the right way to clean everything. Here, editors share some of their favorite cleaning hacks, plus cleaning how-tos to help you spruce up every surface in your home. Vacuum your couch. Vacuuming your sofa regularly not only gets rid of unwanted pet hair, dirt, and debris, but it's also a good way to maintain your upholstery and make your home look more polished, Hannah Baker, Senior Home Editor. My pup sheds so much hair I could vacuum 3 times a day and it wouldn't be enough. One place that attracts a lot of her hair is the sofa, not just on the top of the cushions, but it settles in between pillows and into crevices. Yuck. To save my clothes and my sanity, I've gotten into the habit of vacuuming the whole sofa around once a week. The easiest way to do this is with a brush attachment and to remember to vacuum slowly, like you would on the floor. If you can, take the cushions off your sofa so you can get into all those hard-to-reach spots and all the way around the cushions to banish fur balls. A bonus of vacuuming your sofa for pet hair is that you'll notice a lot of dust and other fine debris will also be lifted, meaning cleaner-looking, healthier upholstery. Learn the secret to streak-free mirrors. Pre-cleaning your surfaces, especially mirrors, is so important. It removes dust and debris, and for some surfaces, it allows cleaning products to penetrate and work more effectively. Leslie Corona, Associate Home Editor. Mirrors can be notoriously difficult to make pristine. They're prone to streaks and cloudiness and reflect every single speck of dust to boot. I've found wiping mirrors and glass surfaces before spraying product and after, of course, is a total game changer. Have you ever spritzed a dusty mirror with a solution only to wipe around wet gray clumps for way longer than you should? Dry dusting or wiping first makes the second step so much smoother and the result usually looks better. No streaking from all that rubbing. Plus, it takes just an extra few seconds to do. Remember those oft-forgotten areas. It's amazing what that handy mixture of dish soap and warm water can do, Erica Finnemore, Home Director. The top of the fridge often gets overlooked because, well, you don't really look at it. But it's a surface in your kitchen, which means it needs some TLC to get rid of accumulating dust and grease from your nearby stove. Twice a month, dip a microfiber cloth in warm water and dish soap mixture, 1 quart water or 2 teaspoons of dish soap, and give the top a good wipe down. No judgment if you need to take out the ladder for this. I do too. That concludes 3 game-changing cleaning hacks, according to Real Simple editors. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Let's move on to the next article. 9 time-saving cleaning hacks every busy person needs. You Will Save So Much Time by Hannah Wojcik, published on September 25, 2024. Between work, caretaking, running errands, and working out, and trying to get a good night's sleep, maintaining a functional living space can feel like an impossible task. When it's 9 p.m. and you're ready to hit the sack, the last thing you want to face is a sink full of dishes or a hamper full of laundry. Casey Davis, author of How to Keep House While Drowning, is familiar with this struggle. Her work offers a compassionate way of thinking about housework, as well as approachable advice for maintaining a functional space as life's other responsibilities inevitably pile up. When we stop thinking of housework as an external measurement of our worthiness and instead realize that chores are intended to be functional tasks that help us care for ourselves, we realize that these care tasks don't need to be perfect or aesthetically pleasing, Davis says. Suddenly, the list shrinks and becomes less overwhelming. We feel more empowered to find systems and hacks that work for us so our lives are easier. Read on for expert-backed tips for keeping a functional home, even when it feels like there just aren't enough hours in the day. Meet the expert. Casey Davis is a licensed professional counselor and the author of How to Keep House While Drowning. 1. Distinguish between tidying, cleaning, and organizing. These three tasks are different, and you cannot do them all at once. When setting out to reset a space, tidy first. Put away items that have a home. Throw away trash. Make a pile of things that need to be sorted. Then clean. Dust. Mop. Vacuum. Sanitize. Finally, organize. Put items back where they belong and classify unsorted items. Focusing on three distinct steps helps the task become more manageable and easier to fit into an otherwise busy schedule. 2. Use the five things tidying method. Davis asserts that there are only five steps of items in a cluttered space: trash, dishes, laundry, things that have a place, and things that don't have a place. Address these items in the order they are listed. In the middle of a hectic week, taking 2 minutes to dispose of any stray water bottles or food wrappers can make all the difference in your living space. If you have more time, work your way down the list. 3. Give dirty dishes a home. Dishes are like the Mount Everest of care tasks, says Davis in an Instagram reel. She recommends using a dish drying rack as a dirty dish station. Throughout the day, place used dishes in the dish rack, not in the sink. Not only does this hack keep your kitchen sink empty and functional, but it's also less visually overwhelming. When you do have time, simply transfer the dishes to the dishwasher. 4. Who says laundry has to be folded? For Davis, folding laundry did not meaningfully increase the functionality of her home for her and her family, so she stopped. I cut out any rules that didn't make sense for us, she explains. We don't fold clothes, but rather hang shirts and then toss everything else into organized baskets. Identifying the tasks that aren't actually helpful for you allows you to cross them off your to-do list entirely and come up with alternative organizational systems that save time. 5. Implement closing duties. At the end of the day, dedicate a set amount of time, whatever time you have, to only the most critical tasks for preparing your space for the next day. Davis has 3 to 5 tasks that she does in the same order every night. They are simple things that are based on what is most functional, she explains. For example, taking out the trash, clearing the kitchen island, packing kids' lunches, and loading the dishwasher. The house doesn't have to look perfect, but it does need to function, and those few things are the must-haves for every day, she says. You can customize this to your needs. Maybe you only have 5 minutes to clean your coffee mug for the morning and wipe the counters. By making sure the most important activities are completed nightly, you can sleep a little easier knowing your home is ready for the next day. 6. Leave your vacuum out of the cleaning closet. This goes for any cleaning tools that you use often. While it might look more aesthetically pleasing to have all of your cleaning supplies neatly tucked away in a closet, leaving them out means you can easily access them when you have the time or motivation to reset your space. Davis lives by the following sentiment: your space should serve you, and however that looks is just fine. 7. Try a room reset board. When our mental energy is spread thin, it can be difficult to even identify what needs to be done in order to return a space to its functional state. Davis came up with the room reset board as a strategy to outsource your executive function in these moments. Tasks begin in the to-do column and are moved to the done column once they are completed. When you notice that a task needs to be done again, move it back to the to-do column and forget it until you have the time. Organizing tasks in this way lowers the barrier to begin them and minimizes time spent stressing about what needs to get done. 8. Use a timer. Davis says that we often overestimate how long a particular task will take to complete. Setting a timer, a visual timer, ideally, can reveal that a task we expected to take forever may only take a few minutes. Or if you are up to your ears in commitments and only have 15 minutes a day for housework, try setting a timer and seeing how much you can get done in that time. When the time is up, stop. Simply noticing how much time you have can work wonders to help you save it during a busy week. 9. Figure out a schedule that works for you. One of Davis's biggest time-saving hacks is to simply create a routine that works for you, instead of forcing yourself to stick to a routine that isn't working. If cleaning as you go during the week isn't a realistic option, create a weekend routine to reset your home to be functional for the week ahead. If you need that weekend time to rest and recover, try making a list of closing duties that works with the time you do have during the week. We have to start by challenging the presuppositions and underlying assumptions we have about why we think we must be doing care tasks a certain way, Davis says. Once we have thrown those assumptions out the window, we can begin by asking, between the options of cleaning for shorter amounts of time more often during the week and cleaning for a longer period of time once a week, which is more functional for you? Which do you prefer and why? Ultimately, approaching housework with this kind of compassion and self-awareness is the most effective strategy for making the most of your time and energy when there is already too much on your plate. That concludes the article, 9 Time-Saving Cleaning Hacks Every Busy Person Needs. Next, 9 Brilliant Kitchen Organizing Ideas That Make Meal Prep So Much Easier. From orderly spice cabinets to genius corner drawers, these organization hacks we spotted on Instagram are the Home Cook's Dream by Kelsey Ogletree, published on October 18, 2024. For many families, the kitchen is the heart of the home where meals are prepared and shared, homework done, quality time spent, and memories made. If you spend hours in this room each day, it makes sense that you want it to be as beautiful and functional as possible. That's where clever organization tricks come in. When you're short on time, messy cabinets, drawers, and pantries only make the experience of cooking a meal or preparing lunches feel more frantic. We took to Instagram to find the most brilliant kitchen organization hacks that don't require a lot of time or budget, but can make a major impact come dinner time. Color code. Once you go all Roy G. Biv on your pantry, you'll never revert to your old ways. Not only does this look pretty, but it makes it easier for your whole family to find the snack they're looking for when everything is organized in clear plastic bins by color. Make a baking station. Skip the canisters for baking ingredients, which only take up valuable counter space. Instead, designate a low, deep drawer and purchase resealable plastic containers to fit perfectly inside. Larger ones for flour and sugar, and smaller ones for brown sugar, powdered sugar, and other ingredients. Create a space for packing lunches. If you have school-aged children, a double-decker drawer like this one makes a perfect station for packing lunches. Stock the top one with shallow plastic containers to hold items like granola bars and other healthy snacks, and store non-perishable sandwich fixings like bread and peanut butter, along with lunch bags in the lower drawer. Use back-of-door space. Adding a simple over-the-door rack to the back of the pantry door expanded space in this walk-in pantry. It's an ideal spot to store items like cereal and clear plastic containers that fit perfectly in the rack. Use pantry risers. The handy little tools known as pantry risers look like bleachers at a football game, and they're super helpful for staggering canned goods so you can see what you have from back to front without digging through the pantry. Hide your appliances. Keeping multiple kitchen appliances out on the counter can make even a large space feel confined. If you have the room, consider storing items like your toaster oven, blender, microwave oven, and slow cooker on shelves behind a closed door. Repackage everyday products. One key to creating organized cabinets that look this sleek is to remove excess packaging and decant products into different, or sometimes smaller, containers to create a cohesive look. Using clear, labeled jars for items like spices, coffee, and oils creates a streamlined look and makes it easy to see when you're running low. Repurpose magazine holders. Purchase a few wire magazine holders to hold produce like potatoes and onions that don't require refrigeration. It's a much sleeker look than piling them in bowls on the counter or tossing produce bags into your pantry. As a bonus, if you can easily see them, you're more likely to use them. Go diagonal with dividers. Why haven't we thought of this before? Installing wooden dividers at an angle rather than vertically in drawers allows you to maximize the space and also include longer items that might not fit otherwise, like rolling pins or large whisks. That concludes 9 brilliant kitchen organizing ideas that make meal prep so much easier. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.